From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Gooden. Diane Veldon is reporting for the Columbia paper. After 7 years of review and revision, the town of Copec has a new zoning code in effect, Local Law Number 4 of 2018. And I quote, "A local law to revise the zoning code of the town of Copec," end quote, was enacted unanimously by the Copec Town Board July 12th. A review of the town's zoning code was undertaken following the adoption of its comprehensive plan for 2011. The work of the Land Use Review Committee continued for more than 5 years before the draft was turned over to the town board for further scrutiny, followed by two public hearings. In voicing her support of the newly revised law, board member Kelly Miller-Simmons said she wanted a law that would protect the rural charm that the town is known for, along with the neighbors and community, yet not restrict homeowners about what they could do with their own property. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian Air will increase its weekly flights between New York Stewart International Airport and Shannon, Ireland, beginning next summer. The airline announced its 2019 summer schedule, which includes an increase in flights from 3 to 5 per week, is already available to book beginning March 31st. The additional service will be offered Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The service expansion was due to strong passenger demand, the airline said. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak will move the restored Spite and Dival Rail Bridge from the Empire Corridor back in place during the week of July 30th. Scott Napersteck, Amtrak's Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, said last week the rehabilitation of the bridge's mechanical and electrical systems damaged during Superstorm Sandy was 60% complete. The bridge was removed from its site and placed on a barge by the massive crane Left Coast Lifter. Napersteck said the crane is on its way back to the site and the bridge will be back in service, and I quote, before Labor Day, end quote. Napersteck said all Penn Station-related work is on schedule for completion by Labor Day. Read the full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia Economic Development Corporation is soliciting bids from consultants to determine the feasibility of creating a trail along the portion of the Boston to Albany rail corridor that runs from Hudson to Philmont. The CEDC received funds for the feasibility study in late 2017 from the Hudson River Valley Greenway, the organization responsible for constructing the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail, a 35-mile bicycle and pedestrian rail path that will run through Rensselaer and Columbia counties. CEDC is offering $18,500 in cash to a consultancy to help with the study, and the remainder of the cost would be absorbed by the Development Agency and the Columbia Land Conservancy. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "With the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail project, residents are concerned about the trail running behind their properties, and I'm sure there will be more of the same with this trail. My other concern is about who will maintain the trail, because there is a cost associated with that for the towns," end quote. Morrell says he has to know more about it before he can form an opinion. CEDC President and CEO F. Michael Tucker said the potential path for the Boston-Albany Trail is not cut and dried, and that is the reason the CEDC is conducting a feasibility study. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the eligibility guidelines for free and reduced-price school lunches have increased slightly. Under the new guidelines, a child from a family of two qualifies for free lunch, breakfast, and milk during the 2018-19 school year if the family has an annual income of $21,398 or less, an increase of nearly $300 from the previous year. The same child would be eligible for reduced-price lunch and breakfast if the annual family income is $30,451 or less, an income amount $400 more than last year. The eligibility guidelines are issued by the federal government and are the same for families nationwide. A student who qualifies for free lunch also receives free breakfast. All children living in a household that receives support from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or temporary assistance to needy families are eligible for free meal benefits. Parents and guardians can apply for free and reduced price benefits at their child's school at any point during the school year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.